Plain Township man in prison for killing his girlfriend has seen other charges dropped. 27-year-old Sean Goh was sentenced to 29 years to life for the beating death of Rachel Sheridan. On July 3rd, her body was discovered in a trash can at Mother Goose Land Park in Canton. Common Pleas Judge Frank Forshoney agreed Monday to a motion to dismiss burglary and grand theft charges. Prosecutors sought the dismissal based on Goh's sentence. The charges resulted from the theft of a gun April 2nd. An East Rochester man was killed in a Wednesday night crash. The Highway Patrol says pickup driven by 27-year-old Eric Law was eastbound on Mapleton Street in Osterburg Township just after 10 o'clock. The truck reportedly left the road in a curve and hit two trees. Law was pronounced dead at the scene. Female pastor was taken to Mercy Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Alcohol use is a suspected factor in the crash. The patrol is investigating. A fiber optic internet service provider expanding into Starr County. Lumos announced Thursday plans to install more than 2,000 miles of its network in the region. The investment valued at almost $150 million. Service will be available to areas including Canal Fulton, Canton, East Canton, Jackson Township, Hartville, Lake Township, Louisville, Massillon, North Canton, Perry, and Plain Townships. CEO Brian Stating says engineering work is underway and construction is scheduled to begin next year. The company previously announced expansion in the Mahoning Valley and Summit County. The Sisters of Charity Foundation has awarded $2.4 million in grants. Third and fourth quarter grants include $46,000 to Alliance Family Health Center to support expansion of on-site behavioral health services, $200,000 to support general operations over a two-year period at Beacon Charitable Pharmacy, $375,000 for Coleman Health Services to support capital for the new Starr County Crisis Center, and $239,000 for ICANN Housing to fund construction of a permanent supportive housing development. Columbiana County Commissioners approved three appointments. Wednesday, they named David Bickerton of East Liverpool to a four-year term in the county's Port Authority Board. He'll replace Keith Chamberlain of Columbiana. Tad Harold was reappointed to a four-year term on the Port Authority Board. Commissioners also named Nicholas Wise of East Liverpool to the six-year term on the Buckeye Water Project. Commissioners approved replacement of bleachers at the fairgrounds grandstand. The $150,000 project will be paid for with American Rescue Plan funds. Man accused of attempting to abduct a woman is in custody. 48-year-old Mark Parker arrested Wednesday by Youngstown police. He was picked up on Balsam Court in the city's south side and charged with attempted abduction. WFMJ-TV reports a woman told police she was on her way to work Monday when someone tried to abduct her. Parker was released from prison in May after serving more than 20 years on a conviction for aggravated burglary, rape, and kidnapping. Federal grand jury has issued a second superseding indictment against 18 members and associates of a Cleveland-based gang. The Fully Blooded Felons, or FBF, are accused of racketeering, drug trafficking, kidnapping, murder, assaults, and weapons violations. Prosecutors say the gang has been operating in Northeast Ohio since about 2012. The initial indictment was issued in December 2023, with a superseding indictment arriving in April. FBF allegedly had strongholds in Akron, Youngstown, and other areas. 35-year-old Raven Mullins of Cleveland is the accused ringleader. Mahoning County Grand Jury indicted a woman on a felony theft charge. 75-year-old Diane Quandel is accused of involvement in a fraud scheme at a hotel in Austintown. She was arraigned in Common Pleas Court Tuesday. Police were called in October by a supervisor at the hotel, where the woman is an employee. He told officers two rooms were occupied but not paid for. One of Quandel's family members was found inside. Quandel reportedly confessed to using fake names and altering reservation records, costing the hotel between $50,000 and $70,000. Youngstown City Council Wednesday approved a plan to demolish the South High Fieldhouse. The building has been vacant for years and a renovation plan was abandoned due to cost. Valley Christian School plans to build a football stadium and track on the site. Council approved $38,000 for the demolition planning process. New facilities are to be opened by summer 2026. Two people, including a Delaware County Sheriff's deputy, were seriously injured after being struck by a semi-truck on I-71 South Thursday morning. Crash happened around 4 a.m. in Berkshire Township. The Highway Patrol said a man was in a car involved in a previous crash on the west side of 71 South. Two Delaware County cruisers were at the right-hand berm. A woman was driving the semi that lost control, jackknifed, and struck the car and a deputy on foot. The deputy and the driver of the car were taken to Grant Medical Center with serious injuries. The truck driver was not injured.